For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan. I'm here to talk about, once again, betonline.ag. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season, everything from NFL and bowl season to esports. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. They're the fastest and easiest way for all your betting needs for all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just make sure you use our promo code BELIEVE, that is capital letters B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. One more time, that is capital letters B-L-E-A-V, BetOnline, where the game starts.
Up, Thunder fans. Man, this is a different voice, isn't it? It's definitely not Dylan. He is taking the night off. He said he is taking his wife out to a fancy steak dinner at his local Sizzler in Kentucky. it's me tonight. I am getting us kicked off here, and I'm joined by two other members of the unit. One part of the unit is kind of like Sasquatch. We think that he's there. He's really tall. And every so often you get like a blurry picture of him, coming from the Pacific Northwest himself, Seattle. Stephen Dolan.
Am I blurry? Man? I think my camera, maybe I need to wipe this off.
Yeah. Thank you for that right there.
Let's go, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Thanks for staying up, guys. Thanks for not falling asleep. Although, Alex, you have bigger problems if you fell asleep on me right now.
Hey, there's nobody here, so.
Yeah.
Do you have a nice little nap nook under your desk?
No. I should be going home, but hey, I love you guys, man.
Oh, appreciate you, Alex. We appreciate you. So. Dolan literally just said hey and started talking about Alex. So without further ado, Alex joining us from his office down in Lawton, Oklahoma. What's up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm just I'm ready to get this kicked off, baby. Hey, a couple more days and we're in January. January 27th, baby. Bang, bang. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say January 27th, what the hell's happening? And then
you guys are going to have so much fun. I'm so jealous.
It's going to be a blast. It's definitely going to be a blast. So if you don't know, well, now you're going to find out.
Now you know.
Yeah, it's going to be January 27th. We're going to have multiple members of the unit here in Oklahoma City. The only one that's not coming, kind of ironic. It's the Sasquatch guy. He's not showing up. So just like my father – he's not coming.
I haven't heard that in a while. That's good. Just like you haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
All right.
It was coming up from over here too. Yeah.
Yeah. Here all night. But come join us. It's gonna be a great time. We're working on getting the parlor set up. We'll have some more plans coming soon. So,
are y'all practicing your half court shots?
Dude, I've been throwing some mean paper balls at the trash can, and it's like one of these trash cans. It's like a little itty bitty hole that you have to get through because it's one of those recyclable ones, you know, where it only wants bottles and stuff in it. So I've been really practicing on that. We'll see how it goes. What about you, Alex? You've been down at the local Y?
Bro, I'm a teacher in my real life. And I was like, man, you know what? This Christmas break, I'm going to go ahead and get a membership to the Y just for a couple months. You know, go ahead and hit the gym there, you know, shoot up some shots. It's been a minute. And yeah, man, I haven't been able to do that yet. So we'll see. We'll see how I'm looking January 27th. It might not be pretty.
Hey, screw it, man. Screw it. We're just there for the good time and maybe winning some Thunder seats. So, speaking of the Thunder, that's what we're here to talk about. We played a game last night, actually, against the Charlotte Hornets, which I kind of found ironic that, like, the whole timeline was like, how are the Hornets favored? What is going on right now? This is a travesty. And we ended up losing to the Hornets.
Not just that. We earlier in the day, we had gotten, you know, word that we finally got a national TV game. Like, we have been good enough this whole season to where they took it away from us in early November, and we finally got it back in January. And the day we get it back, we lose to one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah, not a good look, guys. Not a good look.
I would just like to say that just because we lost doesn't mean that the Hornets being favored was correct. Like, it's the NBA. Stuff happens every game. Like, you can't I don't know. Let's look at tonight's results. Who won tonight? We had some good results tonight, actually. Very team-friendly results.
Chug it in here, Tank Commander. I see you are just chomping at the bit to tell us if your predictions came.
Well, like the Warriors beat the Blazers.
Nice.
Without Steph. Like that, you know. But the Blazers probably should have still been favored in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
It was great, though. Yeah, all the teams around us in the standings won tonight, except the stupid Wolves. But, it was the Bucks. I can't, like, be that mad at the Wolves for losing that one. But they were up big in, like, the third quarter. So
That's what I thought.
It required a 40-20 game from Giannis. Like,
yeah. Well, and they lost the third quarter by, like, 17 points. So it's like, that's a little bit on you. You're complicit.
Well, that was kind of like us in like the last like 8 minutes of the game last night. So, just to keep up with Dylan's memory and spirit, let's pick out some single large items of this game that you guys want to discuss. Dolan, before you run off again, how about you tell us your single large item of the game?
Which one are we talking about?
I guess it's
Charlotte or San Antonio.
Wait a second.
Host.
I know I might have screwed this up, so I apologize. I thought we did one over the Spurs already. Connor and Tierney and Dylan did it.
Okay, I wasn't there. I don't know, and I haven't listened to my own podcast. So
yeah, obviously. So I was gonna say, like, you really had me concerned there for a second.
Yeah. They talked about it. They talked because they did it right after the game. So yeah.
Okay. I thought I was tripping there for a second. Anywho,
Wow, we've only had one game since then. That sucks.
Yeah. So Dolan, back to my original point. What's your single large item of the game?
A single large item, does the elephant in the room qualify as one of those?
Sure. I mean,
it's your single large item, yeah.
It is large.
It, yeah. It is
pretty
it
large. Is large. That's a one large item.
Yeah.
I think it's Baisley for me. And, you know, in combination with a lot of other things with, Chet, of course, and then Poku being hurt and JRE being out. And it was like, okay, it's kind of now or never for Baisley, and he got a DNP. So that's a pretty rough look. And it's not even like, well, we have this other prospect, you know, who we really need to get some run. It was Jay Will, who, you know, I wasn't like really high on the pick. And look, it's early. This was his first real run in the NBA. So anything could happen. I don't want to like chalk him off yet. But there were some stats in that game that were pretty rough coming from Charlotte shot 93% at the rim. Charlotte is the team in the NBA who leads the league in getting their shot blocked. That's per this account I follow, who's a Hornets fan. He's at Stat Center, which is just the best at ever, and I don't know how he got a hold of it, but and so they get their shot blocked the most, 6.5 times a game. We blocked one shot, which, you know, contributes to their at the rim numbers. And we also shot like 50% at the rim. So it's just like, we did not have any size inside. We could have probably used Bazley in that game out of any other game. You know, he could have blocked some shots. He's good at that. And even in that situation, he couldn't get on the court. So I think if you weren't already kind of like, I'm not saying you as a fan need to be out on him, but if you weren't like, if you didn't see the writing on the wall that he's not really in the future plans of the organization, I think you might have to open your eyes because it's right in front of you now.
It's so weird too, because like, regardless of whether he's a part of the future or not, this is prime opportunity to go ahead and raise his stock. You know, you can literally go from, hey, a mid second round pick for this guy to possibly a good second round pick to maybe even a late first round pick for like a contender that's needing, you know, another big, and he's making $4 million, and they'll say, hey, go ahead and trade him to us. We want a young big that we can go ahead and kind of see what we can do with him. Here's a, you know, a highly protected, top 20 protected, you know, 2023 pick or 2000 whatever pick. Like, it was prime, you know, prime time to kind of go ahead and get him a little bit more run, get him a little bit more notice, but, you know, we decided not to take it. And that's just this game. You know, maybe they literally wanted a lengthy look at Jay William at Arkansas, Jay William. But yeah, this was a prime game that they could have done that, and they didn't, which kind of, it's kind of weird to me. It kind of speaks kind of loud to how they feel about Bazley. Kind of makes you wonder whether it is more of a chemistry issue rather than just, hey, you know, you're not going to be a part of the future type thing. But yeah, it's a little bit strange and a little bit weird when it comes to Bazley this season.
Well, I don't know if it's prime time or not, but it's getting late, you know, like it's closing time. You got to, you know, pick who you're going home with right now, because we only got a little bit of time left to show other teams because his contract's coming to an end. So,
yeah.
I can't imagine that there's not some kind of off the court stuff, you know, like it can't just be on the court stuff, because if it was, he would have played in that game. That's just, it's hard to argue against that.
He hasn't really been playing at all since what he came back from his sickness, pretty much. And then even before that, I think he caught like a couple of DMPs.
Yeah,
in
I
a
think
row.
He got a few DMPs before that, and then he was sick, and then he didn't play his first game back, where Giddy did, but who knows if he was like, he could have still been under the weather a little bit. Who knows? And then he played the Spurs game and then another DMP. So, and you know, DMPs happen. Like, we see him with Wiggins, and I don't think anybody is like thinks Wiggins is on the block, but with Bazley's contract situation and with the, just the front court situation with the lack of bodies, you would think that that's the game. And extended run for Jay Will, who scored 0 points.
Hey,
so
you leave
10 rebounds, man.
10 rebounds.
Why are you over here? He's getting a D-Rod or a Dennis Rodman game, and you're over here clowning the guy. Like, come on.
I don't intend clownship. I just, you know, we could have used another body.
Yeah. No, you can't argue that, but I totally agree with what you said, though. It's the writing's on the wall. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and who we're sending them to. So on that subject, then, let's just say he does get traded. What's like a package slash team that you might think that he could get traded to?
Man, I don't know. It's not like when Hami got traded, any of us could have predicted Svi would have been the guy coming back. Mm-hmm. If, you know, it's those lower level guys, it's whoever the other team kind of feels the same way about their guy that we feel about our guy. I don't know.
I mean, he's a young energy big. Like, you know, a lot of teams will take a run at that. You know, the young energy big that could possibly, you know, hit corner threes, can, you know, can block shots.
He's shooting a career high from three. Ignore that it's like 30 attempts or something, but just look at the number. Look at the percentage.
Yeah, first round pick. That's what we want back. First round pick. Just give us another one.
We're not going to get it.
I'm being facetious.
Top 29 protected.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
Well, I just think it sucks just because I think that it is off the court that does impact his on the court performance at times and his lack of development. And it's not even on the defensive end, because I don't think any of us can sit there with a straight face and say, hey, the kid's not a stud on defense. He can't dribble. He makes terrible decisions with the ball. Like, he's only good for DHOs, and that's it. Like, and even that gets sketchy at times. So, it's probably see you later, Darius, but it's been a good ride. I loved your story coming out.
I wonder if it's who's his agent? What's Clutch. His name?
Yeah, Clutch. Yeah.
I wonder if it's a Clutch situation. Like, you know, just, you know, act like an asshole. You know, blaze fire on your way out. And they'll let you go. They'll trade you as quickly as possible. I wonder if that's the situation, because that's the MO for Clutch, especially in situations where, you know, it's not really working out for their client as well as they would like it to. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, time will tell. I mean, that's all we got right now. So, Alex, what was your single large item of the game?
Man, my single large item was – it is very, very, very surprising. It's maybe not necessarily very surprising, but the defensive impact that Poku has on this team, you know, whenever he's in there. Because, again, you know, we lost him in the San Antonio game. And literally, like Steven said, Charlotte shot, was it 93% at the rim? Or is it in the paint or at the rim?
No, it's at the rim. Yeah.
At the rim.
It was like 73% or something like that.
Which is not shabby at all. Like in a game where Shea
not
gets
shabby
you,
at all. Yeah.
In a game where Shea gets you 28, you know, Jalen Williams, Santa gets you 15, Giddy gives you 21. Dort gives you 22 and then Mann gives you 17. You know, you see those types of numbers, you know, from our wings and guards, and you would think, hey, this is a pretty good game. We did pretty well. But you look at Charlotte and all their bigs, you know, put up double figures, all their guards put up 20 plus, except for Rozier, but still, you know, it was a bad defensive game. That's what it was. And we missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of open shots that we would have normally made. Isaiah Joe wasn't very good. Muscala wasn't very good. But you still got points. It's not like we got blown out. So in a game like that, especially how we played all season long, it was very surprising to see the effect of not having Poku out there against a team like Charlotte. It'll be interesting to see how we look moving forward, especially next game where we play Philly. Don't know if Joel's going to – you know, we don't know. We know we play Philly. We play Boston. We don't know if these are scheduled games.
Philly played tonight, so we'll see.
Don't know if these are scheduled games where, like, you know, Embiid will sit out, you know, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum will sit out, Harden may sit out, that, you know, those types of things, so – yeah. We'll see, but it is quite.
But man, if Embiid does not sit out, we made Mark Williams look like Joel Embiid. So
yeah, who do they have? Drummond.
Is there backup? Who,
Philly? B-ball Paul.
Paul Reed kills us every time we play him. Whether it's summer league or whether it's regular league, he kills us every time we play him. So I'm a little bit worried.
See, I think that's just. Like, my opinion is, I think Poku is definitely, like, overperformed than what we thought he would this year. So we've gotten kind of, like, I'll use the word spoiled with it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of came into this season thinking that we were going to be really stinky, right there. It's just been really surprising at times with different games, but normally we do get hammered by.
Did you just say really stinky?
Yeah.
Really
stinky. Sorry. Nina's in the room. No, I'm kidding. She's not. But yeah, I think that I just kind of expected it. So we're kind of, yes, I'm a homer, the biggest homer out there, but I can also be a realist with it. And I knew that this point in time was going to hit the season somewhere, whether it was a forced shutdown or unfortunately right now with a bunch of injuries.
And look, Poku's not the most stout interior presence, right? Mm-hmm. But he has long arms and he can get them in the way of people. And like, we're just really undersized with the Muscala, Jalen Williams, J-Will back court, front court. And I don't think Poku's destiny is as a five. So like, regardless, we don't have a center. So,
yeah,
but you know, he does enough, or he has done enough. We'll see. Maybe it was just a one weird game, you know. It's just, you know, it could just be a one-off. You don't want to overreact to one game. Like I said, I'm not marking Jalen Williams, Jay Will's future off just based on one game. He's got to get a chance to play. And, you know, with Poku out 6 to 8 weeks and JRE is week to week, he's going to get a chance here. So we'll know. We got to see what we got.
Oh, and he just got a triple double in the G League, what, within the week of that? So,
that's true.
Yeah, dude can hoop. He's just playing out of position all the way.
He's young, man. The speed of the game is probably way too much for him right now.
Well, that, but in the G League, he can play as a five, right? Comfortably.
Yeah, it's just really hard, with bigs especially. I'm just really hesitant to take anything from G League stats. Like, bigs seem to be the position that most is like, I can feast in the G League and then I'm just not able to stay on the court in the NBA. That's not to say it's bad. It's just to say bigs are the position that I'm like, I have no idea what to take from G League stats with that. Dakari was like G League.
Oh,
like
God.
All NBA, all G League or whatever.
Yeah. So. You leave. Why'd you have to bring him up right now at a time like this, huh? I missed Dakari. So I would say that my single large item had to be Lu Dort. He hasn't gotten love in a while. I thought he played very, very well down the stretch where I think he had five fouls for at least a little bit in that fourth quarter. And he was able to stay in the game. And then he shot really, really well. I just love watching Lou shoot really, really well. He was kind of been on a slump for what, like the last week or two. So watching him bounce back was kind of cool. I was definitely not happy Shea didn't get over 30, though. I was going to say, isn't that like one of his most inefficient games that he's had this season?
Yeah, he shot like 48%.
Yeah, it was like 11 for 23 is what it was, which is...
That's pretty good. I can't believe that's one of his lowest. I don't believe it.
That's what's wild about it. Like, we've come...
No, I'm saying you're wrong, to be clear.
I understand that.
Okay.
thank you. Fuck.
Captain, I just want to make sure that's on the record. I'm not saying like that's crazy. I'm saying no. Nah. Yeah.
Anyways. it was definitely a tough game. I thought we were going to put it away there in the fourth quarter, and our clutch gene just dried up. We had nothing happening for those last few minutes, and we made a bunch of boneheaded plays. So what else do you got to add for the Hornets game before we go into that next segment?
It was a really big game. Like, I know they all count the same. You can say that intellectually, you know, all 82 games count the same, but in terms of like, I think we're all kind of waiting around for a point in the season where a decision is made, you know, where we're like, oh, okay, so this is like, we're going for the play-in. It's definitive. Mm-hmm. And then, or the other way where we're like, okay, the play-in's getting pretty far away and, you know, let's kick it the other way and focus on development, quote unquote. And I think this game could potentially have been a really pivotal game in that sense, just based on where the standings are. We were within a game of Golden State, and we were like a half a game. We're a half a game away from Minnesota. And if we pick that game up, all of a sudden we're like, oh, we are right there at the play-in. And instead we drop it, and then we're looking at two back of the play-in, and we're right there by the Lakers, and we're right there by the Wizards, you know, and the Bulls and Toronto are right there around us because we lost the game. And then tonight they all pick up wins. Cause it was just kind of that perfect confluence of events where they all had winnable games and they all pulled it off. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're half a game up of the sixth lottery slot. And it's just like, it's just weird how just all the schedule just conspired so that all these teams had the perfect games to where this one Hornets game was just really pivotal on the schedule. And if we win, we're sitting really pretty and looking like, oh my God, we're like one little small run. And we have these two winnable games coming up next week where we have the Wizards and the Magic. It's like, oh my God, we win those and we're right in the playoffs. And then instead we lose it. And it's like, oh, maybe it's going the other way. And it's just funny how that happens like that sometimes.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Like, It was a pivotal game for that reason. Like, there has to be a point of demarcation where you say hope versus reality. And this may have been the game. This may have been the game that goes into the reality specter, where, you know, we say, hey, you know, we're not there yet. We're good, but we're not there yet. And so let's go ahead and focus on getting as best a possible, you know, lottery pick, while also maybe maintaining, you know, SGA's all-star / all-NBA candidacy. I think this was a pivotal game for that. I do agree with you on that one, Steven.
Yeah, and like I'm kind of still just riding the ride and, you know, kind of seeing where it goes, and I'm happy either way. I'm especially happy if we end up in the fifth or sixth lottery slot. That's what I really want. But if we end up in the play-in, that's great too. So I'm not like – there wasn't a lot of pressure on the game. I'm not saying like I was super happy that we lost, even though I was pretty happy. I'm just saying it was just an important one. You know, it said a lot about the direction, I feel like. And January is a really tough schedule after we get past these couple of winnable games that I mentioned. So maybe we look back in retrospect and we're like, oh, that was just another game and it didn't matter. But that's how it felt to me at the time. I say I wasn't really excited. I try to say I'm riding the fence just so I can, you know, I do get happy.
Right, either way.
Well, when we win, I do get happy. I'm not like last year where when we win, I was just like, felt like we lost a big game, you know, like just it like affected my mood last year when we won. I was just like grumpy around the house and stuff.
I'm of the mindset that if it's a close game.
Yeah.
You know, the Thunder win it, great. You know, if it's a close game and they lose it, I am a little bit disappointed. You know, I do feel like, you know, this team has a little bit of the clutch gene, or at least a young team with a clutch gene, especially with a guy like, you know, like SGA on it. But I'm a lot like you, and I've said that in previous podcasts, where it's just like, this is just a season where we ride the wave, you know, and just let it go wherever it goes. And there will come a point in the season where if we are five or six games out of the play-in, or if we are one game back of the play-in tournament, you know, where Sam Presti and Mark Daigneault and everybody within that, you know, within that front office will make a decision and say, okay, let's go for it. Or let's start Jay Williams for every game at center from here on out.
Yeah. And I think we can get better too. Like, we could play with Kenrich and Moose more minutes, you know? So like, you could go either way with that, and I'd be happy either way. One thing I do love is how the standings are lining up, where it looks like it's going to take like 42 wins to grab the 10 seed, which is insane. But it's like, okay, so the fear is that the 10 seed pulls you to do something you don't want to do. Well, if it pulls us to win 42 games, like,
great.
I'm cool getting pulled there. You know, that's awesome. So I think it's nice that either that's.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to eliminate us early, or if we get tugged toward that, it's going to mean we had a really good season, and that's great. But I was looking around for my tank season shirt, the one we came up with 2 years ago for this game. I was like, I need to find this shirt, get a little extra luck. And you guys want to know, I found it, and it was in a suitcase, and it still had the name tag from the hospital from when Max was born, like 14 months ago. I was just like, oh, that's really sweet.
Max, the tank commander.
Yeah, I was like, I wore it at the hospital. The last time I wore it was at the hospital when Max was born. I was just like, that's really nice. Let's go lose tonight.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So, speaking of more games, we have the Sixers tomorrow night, Saturday, New Year's Eve. Can we call it like the annual? Does it happen every year now?
Yeah, I think we do that every year.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we missed a year, but it's probably just COVID year. But anywho, the annual New Year's Eve game against the Sixers tomorrow night, which is probably going to be really ugly. Regardless if they have Joel Embiid or not, we kind of alluded to that earlier. And then after that, we have the Celtics. I believe they're at home also, right?
Yep.
Yeah, both at home.
Yep.
And so, man, that Philly game, they're going to be like, they're going to be on the first thing flying out of Oklahoma City to get to. Harden's probably going to Houston. The rest of them are probably going to LA, catch that 2 hour time difference so where they can get to the club early and get their, get to the countdown for New Year's.
I know that's, I would be. If I
that's just crazy. Money. I didn't even think about that. Like just that they're probably, you probably see NBA players at the airport like 5 minutes after the final buzzer in Oklahoma City.
Little baby probably already had, you know, that strip club that Harden
they got the jet running.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fingers crossed for no overtime. If there's a game winning possession and Philly has the ball down two or something, you're just gonna see James Harden just like punt that thing into the stands before he risks overtime.
Well, I wonder like if there's any like statistical data behind that. You know what I mean? Like New Year's Eve games and like certain players. I know that guy did that one over James Harden.
One,
I just
two, wonder, three, Cancun.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's any like, yeah, that'd be actually something cool to dig into. But anyways, so we got them, and then we have the Celtics on Monday night. Is that what Tuesday. It is? Tuesday night. So, what do you guys look forward to this week? With these guys.
So here's my thing. Again, riding the wave, don't really care. Just want to see development. I am very interested to see how Josh Giddey plays the rest of the season. Like December has completely swayed me away from like, you know, panic as far as Josh Giddey's second season and him kind of not, you know, improving too much. December has completely saved that, man. He literally went from 14 points on 24% shooting in November. Now he's at 15.5 points, you know, 9.3 rebounds, 5.5 assists. But he is shooting beautifully 44% from three this month, this entire month. So it's not an anomaly. It's not a one-off. This has been, let me see, 11 games worth, which is something. You know, that is a good healthy amount of games. So I'm interested and intrigued to see how he plays from here on out. And these two games, I think, you know, with with the team, with them playing two of the best teams in the East, will kind of help to kind of see, hey, where are you at? Are you continuing this? Is this going to be something that, you know, takes you to the moon? Or is it something that was a month-long anomaly because we had a seven-game homestand? You know, just I'm just very excited to see what Giddey has to offer, especially these two games.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I just feel like the number of games that we've actually gotten this year that have been like true measuring stick games has been they've been like frustratingly few and far between. Like the Portland ones, I think those qualified, you know, like they were at full strength and we beat them twice in close games. I think that was really cool. But I feel like even this Philly game, you know, like we just talked about, they played the night before and then who knows if they all even play, and if they do, their minds aren't going to be on the game. I feel like there's just some circumstance or somebody injured or somebody resting like almost every time we play a good team this year. And I don't really like, funnily enough, I don't really think it's affected our record so much. So I'm not complaining about this from like a tank perspective where I'm like, oh, we keep winning these games. Like, we lost both of the Bucks games where Giannis didn't play. We did beat the Clippers twice, but whatever, it happens. I'm just saying more in terms of, like Alex mentioned, knowing where the team is at. Like, I just want to see us measure ourselves against good teams with all their players. I want Shea to show out against those teams. You know, I just want to see it. Like, as a fan, those are the games you want to watch. And maybe it's like this for every team, and I see people complaining about all the rest and about all the load management and whatever across the league. So maybe it's like that for every team, but I just feel like it's particularly been like that for us so far this year. There's a lot of season left, so we'll get our chances, but I want to see it. Boston should be one. They're playing pretty good lately. Nobody's on a back-to-back, you know. Hopefully that's one of them.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Dylan, that was for you, by the way.
What was for Dylan?
The absolutely.
Oh,
because he says it.
Slipped it right by him. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, it's because he says it.
So Dylan much. And Paul George.
Yep. No, I think I just have kind of the same sentiments. I just want them to be good games. I mean, we only lost to the Celtics the last time that we played them in Oklahoma City by four. And I think
it had to have been in Boston. We only
played them twice. That was in Boston. Was it in Boston?
Yeah. We only play them twice because they're East and this next one's in OKC.
Okay. So.
Yeah, let's see. At Boston, lost by four.
Yeah. So at their place,
they had 37.
Yeah. Like, I think that. The Boston game will definitely be really, 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 really competitive again. The Sixers game, if Joel Embiid plays, it's a wrap. Like, man, just stick a fork in us. He might drop a 50 piece on us.
I'm scared. Like, I really am. I'm like concerned about what's going to happen. You know, I don't want to be on the other side of like, I like watching, you know, Luka score 60 or whatever, but I don't want it to happen on my team because it carries with it a little extra shame because people like the perception, right, is that they'd blame the victim on that, I think.
Yeah, but we already hold.
They'd be like, well, you know, Thunder, you shouldn't have dressed like that. You know, it's kind of on you.
Well, but you got to think about it already, Steve-O. We have the largest loss in NBA history already under our belt, so we might as well just start taking all these lumps, and then 3 years down the road, no one can literally say anything because we're going to be having a championship parade.
Well, they'll still say it.
Well, they might, but we'll be able to shut them up with sweet memes. But yeah, I just want a competitive game just like you guys. So,
Alex hitting the road.
Yeah,
you can hear him. Next up, I just want to do something just a little bit different. It is New Year's Eve, well, almost New Year's Eve. Actually, I think it is New Year's Eve now. It's officially New Year's Eve now.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Living in the past.
Yeah. So let's just, you know, kind of pick a player and go around the horn and give them a quick New Year's resolution and kind of just a quick hope for them on what they do between now and the end of the season. So let's go ahead and kick it off with Alex first.
Really?
Yep.
Let's see. So New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution to Santa, Jalen Williams, that his season continues to feel like December from here on out.
Okay. I like that one. I like that one. Steve, what would be a New Year's resolution you'd pass on to one of the guys?
Shay. I want Shay to stay healthy.
Amen, brother.
I want Shay to get all NBA. And that desire is part of the reason that I've had to just accept happiness with winning. Because if he's going to be an all NBA player, then we're going to win some games. That's just the way it is. That level of quality on your roster results in some W's here and there. So, but I really want that for our team to have a guy who's attained that status officially. And, you know, that's not to say he needs to play all 82 games. I would encourage him to even like rest some back to backs here and there, you know, especially against some bad teams. You got a bad back, need to save up those minutes. And I sincerely hope that when it comes time, if the time comes for us to shut it down, that we shut down a healthy Shay and just take whatever people want to say about it. You know, I don't want it to need an injury for us to get where we want to get. I just want us to be like, look, this is the game. We're playing the game. And Shay, you've got your all NBA stats. You've got the number of games you need. Take a breather, buddy. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Healthy Shay. All NBA Shay.
I totally agree with that, but then I also come kind of from the fold, like, he hasn't played a full season since his rookie year, maybe, with the Clippers.
Yeah. Right. But who plays a full season anyways?
Like, that's not a thing anymore. When I say a full season, like, you know, 70 games, 68 to 70 games, he hasn't had that since his rookie year, and I think he needs that conditioning.
Have you seen this man's off-season workout videos?
I'm kidding.
The era of Russell Westbrook, you know, playing 82 games, five or six straight seasons is over. I doubt we'll see that ever again.
I hope Shay plays every game, you know, minus a few here and there, right up until there's like 12 games left in the season, and then his season ends there, and that's great.
So
that's enough games to get all the whatever award. Like, nobody's going to knock him for playing 67 games out of 82. Probably the rest of the all NBA rosters are going to play the same number. So yeah, let's have that, but healthy, you know, not because he tore his plantar fascia, just because there are no more games of consequence.
I swear if something happens because you said that, I'm blaming you. I'm just letting you know right now.
But I'm saying.
But you said it. You uttered it still. So it is in the universe for some silly reason. I think that my New Year's resolution would have to be for Trey Mann. I want to see Trey Way kind of ride this wave and continue it, you know, the rest of the way through the year. I think that he can be a real, you know, pivotal piece in the future, being able to create his own shot and create for others. And I don't want to see him kind of just die off, because in a weird way, he reminds me of Campaign. Not so much like the longevity.
Does he dance?
I think he does, actually.
I know he raps. He is a rapper. Yeah.
So yeah, that's sort of who I want a New Year's resolution for. Keep it up, Trey. Keep it up. So Alex, who'd be your next resolution for?
Or New Year's resolution for? Back to me. Just continued rehab and rest for Chet. Like, he is a huge part of our future. You know, like for real. Like, I hope that, because he just had a second surgery, because, you know, it's a second surgery to clean out all the hardware that's in there, you know, but it's a normal surgery. But, you know, we've had other mobile seven-footers that have had secondary surgeries, and that's where it messes up. So here's hoping that there are no loose stitches, there are no loose whatever metallic, you know, adamantium that's loose in his foot.
And yep, so he got all his hardware's out. He got all his hardware out.
Yeah, all his hardware's out.
Hopefully they didn't miss one.
Exactly. And I'm just hoping that everything is good. He's back, you know, he's back to walking in regular shoes here in a couple weeks. And we're back to seeing maybe some videos of him in the gym shooting and, you know, running around and stuff like that.
I think there's a picture that floated around yesterday pregame, or maybe it was the day before. It was probably the day before. They're at the practice facility, and he was actually in regular shoes.
Okay, so, good. Maybe this one wasn't as long.
Yeah, so get well soon, Chet. That's your resolution. That's what you need to do. I'm going to say my next one is going to it's got to go to Coach D to not lose his mind if we do not have a center the rest of the season. Or, you know, we just don't have a lot of size the rest of the way, because I know it's got to be tough to coach to that. I know he's going to catch a lot of criticism, because we will probably lose some close games, and those games are going to be decided down low. So I just hope that he is able to keep a stable mind through the rest of this season.
Hey, as long as he squints, he'll be stable.
Yes, and choose that gum.
Crazily.
So, does anybody ever have any other resolutions that you want to pass out?
Yeah. Well, I just want to mention, since you're talking about having no bigs, it just occurred to me to mention we have the number 9th ranked defense in the league right now, which is bonkers. Anywho, I feel like the main New Year's resolution, the most popular category of New Year's resolution, has to be about diet, right? That's just like across the board. Everybody's like, yeah, you know, just work on my diet. So the obvious one, Chet and Poku, just eat a lot. That's great. That should be your resolution. Put on 10 pounds opposite of everybody else. And then Lou Dort, focus on your shot diet a little bit. We need you to scale it back and, you know, only good calories for Lou Dort. As far as shots go.
Okay. And then I am going to give one more. And it's going to go to Josh Giddey. I definitely just want to see the continued shooting success for Josh going to the rest of the year. So don't give up on that, especially if you have a bad stretch. And then secondly, I would love to see his turnovers come down a little bit more. I understand that, yeah, he's going to have more than probably everybody else on the team just by default. But we've seen at times a lot different of a player who was only having like 1-2 turnovers a game. Now I think he's at like 3.5 on the year, if I'm remembering right.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a couple of days ago he's at 3.2, which was like the exact same as last year, even though his assists are down slightly. His turnovers are the same.
And maybe it just feels like it because you just have lower expectations for a rookie than what you do a sophomore. But, I just want to see the stupid turnovers go down. I like the risk-taking ones. I'm okay with that. But the boneheaded ones, if we can get rid of those. And that's just really it. I'd really like to see him continue to put his head down and go at the rim. He's definitely got something going on whenever he takes anybody left. Like he's very successful at that. So, that's what I got.
I'm just ready for him to make some other teams post-game broadcast team just go crazy like he did to – like he did to Zerbiak.
Wally Zerbiak, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, giddy, I know you have giddy, a giddy, yeah. Giddy, giddy, giddy. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Can we get Usman Jang like some calcium supplements or something? How does he keep hairline fracturing his wrist? Like, can he wear a wrist brace?
Is that not the first time?
Hardware in there. He fractured his. I remember they called it a chip fracture, and I thought that was just an interesting thing to call it. And it was like right before the season. He missed he missed training camp, and then so he came back, and then he fractured the same wrist. A small non-displaced fracture. Right. And so it's like, what is going on?
It's not healing all the way. And then he definitely still looks like he's growing too. So, yeah. Growing props. I don't know anything about him, but I've heard that.
drafting teenager props is what we have.
Yeah. So, what else? Any other resolutions you want to pass on to anybody?
I think that's it. Did we hit everybody?
We got a good chunk of everybody.
I want Isaiah Joe to start to develop other facets of his game. Like, I would love to see him out there more, and not just be a shooter. You know, so I've seen him drive to the basket a little bit. I've seen him, defend pretty well. Like defend kind of like Shea does. Just he has long arms and he just puts them out there, and that's sometimes good enough defense to stay out there. So I just want him to develop other facets of his game, because I do think that shot is going to be something that could be very useful moving forward with the team, not just with Shea, not just with him, but with the team, as a whole. So, yeah.
Okay.
I guess we didn't get the vets. So like Moose and Kenrich, I hope they get
like
perfect. Get a lot of their lawn work done. I don't know, old people stuff.
Yeah, they're perfect. You got nothing to work on.
Monarchs. Find the perfect pair of socks.
Find the comfiest robe you can find.
My New Year's resolution for Aaron Wiggins is to, shave off any facial hair so he can look like a kid, so he can not be lumped into the adults table with Muscala and with Kenrich.
I love that one.
And I hope Baisley finds peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We'll see. That's going to be interesting. Is there anything else that you guys want to step on? Oh, how about the punch heard around the world the other night? And then the 11 players.
Did he really knock him out? Like, or was that like.
That was either a WWE, like. I faked it just to make it look way worse, or he really did donkey punch him and he got knocked out. So
I haven't watched it enough times to say. I did see somebody who I like saying that he was out before Killian hit him, and I don't know how. So yeah, again, I haven't Zapruder'd it, so I don't know for sure.
There's only like one angle that I've seen, and you can't tell. Like, you just can't see. Like, you see the punch.
I don't know what the hell is this face. Is this the 70s? Like, every NBA game has, like, multiple angles now.
Yep.
And for this fight, we only have one. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, and I think it sucks that 11 players, lose out on a paycheck because a fight was about to break out and nothing else really happened. You know what I mean? Other than everybody going down there. I mean, what are they?
I mean, when one of the people gets knocked out, like, there's not much else happening.
Yeah. So...
By the way, we play, like we mentioned, we play Philly on Saturday, Boston on Tuesday, and then back-to-back at Orlando on Wednesday.
Nice.
Orlando doesn't play. Orlando played tonight and does not play again until that game. So
yeah, but they'll be without
It was going to be a crazy rest advantage for us, but now they're without like half their roster, including Franz Wagner and Mo Wagner. No Wagners. Yeah, I'm not sure we have quite that advantage anymore. Although Paolo's going to be well rested.
Yeah,
if he was really knocked out, he would be on concussion protocol right now, which I haven't seen.
You might be onto something there. You might be onto something there, but just because you get knocked out doesn't mean you have a concussion either. So
the protocol says that you probably have to sit out a game or two.
Well, that sucks.
Well, he's suspended anyways.
Regardless, yeah, two games anyway, so.
Oh, okay. So yeah, crazy fight. Almost the Malice at the was that at the Amway or was that the Little Caesars?
Yeah, Malice. Detroit once again.
Yeah, good old.
It's that's why you hear the PA announcer was yelling like, "Everybody stay in your
seat." Oh yeah, he was freaking out. Nobody come on the court. And he said it like so nice; it was like perfect. So, we got to talk some Thunder basketball, the past, the future, and then our LRP that we have going on. And the long-range plan for everybody, for all you plebeians. Steve, I know you know what that meant.
I know what that means.
I know what that means also. That,
I think most people know what that means.
Well, probably not. But anyways, we got an exciting week of basketball, two good teams, and then one really, really bad team that we get to play for a little bit. And we're all gonna be able to celebrate together soon, but we all get to do something with our families this weekend as we bring in 2023. I just want to close us out and just say thank you to everybody for all the support. This is technically going to be your first podcast of 2023, and I'm actually kind of happy that it started off with me and not Dylan's stupid face. On behalf of me, Steven, and Alex, who's still driving home somehow, thank you guys all for listening. We appreciate you guys so, so much. We hope to see you on January 27th. And as always, hoop when you can. How did I freeze up on this?
I think that's it. We're done with
the list has shrunk. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cool. We need to come up with some new stuff.
Yeah, we definitely do. I kind of lost it there. Hoop when you can. And
what else? Was there anything else?
Oh, yeah. Well, give me a damn second. I'm not going to forget that. Shit. As always, thunder up.
Thunder up.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.